Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming News and Agriculture. Well, UW's blockchain program ranks among the best in the nation, according to SuccessfulStudent.org, a website founded in 2014 by educators, data scientists, and academics. For UW's Center for the Blockchain and Digital Innovation, well, it began offering an undergraduate minor degree in blockchain in 2021, and one of those graduate students was Courtney Newman, as her project focused on the use of blockchain technology in the Wyoming sheep industry. She told me she was approached by Dr. Whit Stewart, the UW Extension sheep specialist and assistant professor, as it was a combination of not just the wool, but the meat side of the traceability technology as well.
The main focus was on the wool side. And so when we sheared the sheep out in Laramie, we tracked everything through the traceability process there and then up to the Mountain Meadow Wool Mill out in Buffalo. And then we linked that all together, kind of show how we could do that traceability from a blockchain standpoint and show consumers where their goods are coming from. And then on the meat side, we were able to do a similar thing just at the University Meat Lab and track those animals through that process and where we can provide value with that information.
On top of that, they heard from the producers and the consumers on how well it works on all ends.
Working on some surveys with producers and consumers alike of where they see potential opportunities for that traceability and blockchain technology in the industry and where they maybe see where that value is.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about more right after this.
Join the University of Wyoming for the Ranching in the West Seminar Series, April 22nd in Laramie at the UW Gateway Center. The series offers hands-on education, peer-to-peer learning, and industry networking for college students and ranchers from across the state. The final session in the series on April 22nd is focused on navigating western waters, addressing water challenges in the western region. If you can't make it in person, the session is available virtually. To register for the Ranching in the West Series, search UW on Eventbrite.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
If you've seen the throw blankets from the University of Wyoming that are made of Mountain Meadow wool in Buffalo, you know there's a QR code on there that takes you to sheepchain.org, and you can follow the purchase of that production journey and each of the processing stages that the wool went through. For Courtney Newman, former UW Animal Science Program graduate, she said there's certainly a lot of work and would like to see the technology get a little more streamlined to make it on a large-scale level.
From an extra work standpoint, there's some there of figuring out how we're going to get that data streamlined in a way that's accessible to consumers, and determining what data should be accessible to consumers as well is another piece of that. But it's not much additional work from the aspect of we're already tracking a lot of the information we want to provide. It's just, I don't think we're quite there yet of figuring out the best way to capture all that information in a way right now that's not so much additional work for the producers. So as of now, I would say it is some additional work definitely to get that data streamlined and all put together. But hopefully as this evolves over time and we determine where it fits in the industry, we see that become more streamlined and accessible to producers.
Dr. Whit Stewart of the University of Wyoming also echoed that and said, there's possibility that this could work in the future. Well, that's going to wrap us up on today's Wyoming News and Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Andy Schwab.